Super Bowl 54 kicks off Sunday night in Miami, and the game pits the Kansas City Chiefs against the San Francisco 49ers. And this game is being called one of the most compelling title matchups in years. For more on why, we have with us Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, the last time the Kansas City Chiefs won a Super Bowl was in 1970. We know how good of a team the 49ers are. Both are known for their dynamic offense. How excited are you for this matchup?
Well, I would say Kansas City certainly back then had Bud Grant and the Minnesota Vikings number. I don't know if past is prologue when it comes to that. Yeah. How excited am I? Let's just talk about the football in a second, then I'll get to my emotions. Okay. It's very interesting because both of these teams have excellent offenses, but they have excellent offenses in different ways. Whereas Kansas City is just throw, 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 and they scored seven consecutive touchdowns on the championship game, conference championship game to get here. San Francisco avoids the pass. I kind of think their coach, Kyle Shanahan, is a little fearful of what could be unleashed if he just lets Jimmy Garoppolo, his quarterback, go for it. But they have such a good run offense that they can be balanced. And I'm very intrigued by, I just think San Francisco's defense is a lot better. And Nick Bosa will be the best defensive player on the field. So as far as sports analysis, that's that. And that's why it's exciting. As far as the emotions of how excited I am.
Yeah, how do you feel?
That's another story.
Yes, yeah. Well,
look,
I mean,
go ahead.
I'm just wondering if history matters at all this season because the 49ers have five Super Bowl titles. As I said, the Chiefs just have one from 50 years ago.
It doesn't really, because the players on this team weren't, of course, on any of those teams in the 1970s.
Right.
If history matters, Kyle Shanahan is the coach of the 49ers, and he's been to the Super Bowl. So has Andy Reid, but Kyle Shanahan blew that tremendous lead when he was offensive coordinator of the Falcons against the Patriots. And his dad, Mike Shanahan, has been there. So there's a little bit of history there. But here's what I'm thinking, and it's just a feeling. I'm a little less excited than I thought I would be. And there are two reasons. One is, it seems to me that when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl almost every year, the entire NFL sort of revolved around the Patriots. And you had to say, can anyone beat them? But this year, they weren't that good and they were a non-factor. And so then fans were saying, well, the Baltimore Ravens, they seem to be the best team, but they lost in the playoffs and they didn't even lose to the team that's in the Super Bowl. So you add it all up, and not to take anything away from these teams, it just wasn't the teams that you really, or I wanted really in there to concoct a storyline around. But the other thing, and again, this is subjective, I feel that most years, sometimes there aren't great matchups in the Super Bowl, but there's such a hype and extravaganza that you can talk yourself into it or imbibe all the coverage in the week before.
Yep.
And this year, with the death of Kobe Bryant, it really just cast a pall on at least the first few weeks. I covered eight Super Bowls. You'd go down to Radio Row. Everyone would be talking X's and O's in the Super Bowl. For the first 2 days, listening to the coverage, it's all a reflection on Kobe Bryant. So I think it's been a little bit of a truncated week. Maybe in the next couple days, I'll start to get very hyped for this Sunday matchup.
Yeah, but you speak to something that we've all been thinking about over the last few days, the death of Kobe Bryant and the death of the other eight. I know you guys have been talking a lot about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I've said before, it usually means someone who's so much bigger than the game, but he was transcended in a cultural way that I don't think we really realized until he passed away.
Mike Pesca, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.